What did y'all usually call that black stuff that would form on the chimney?
Smud. Soot. Some people call it soot, some call it smud.
And let's see, you're upstairs in your house, did it have an L-shaped too?
No, not the kitchen and dining room, no. It was just a single store, 36 by 36, that room was.
Yes. You mentioned here a storeroom. What all did you keep in store?
Well, that was your groceries. Whatever you had. You had a flour barrel, a meal barrel, and you had your meat that you wanted out of the smokehouse in there, and that's where you kept all of it. All that stuff was in that storeroom. That was a storeroom for your cooking stuff to cook.
What kind of furniture did you have in the living room?
Well, it was beautiful, but it was old. We've got it, some of it, yet.
What were some of the pieces that you'd have?
Well, it would be mostly then center table, they called it. And rocking chairs and straight chairs. It had high backs, you know, everything, ornamental stuff. And then in the center of the living room, there was a hanging lamp. They call them a rayo lamp, big old lamp hung up there, the shade on it with all kind of pretty stuff on it to make it look pretty. And that hung up there, and that was the main light in the living room.
Did you have anything like sofas or couches?
Couch? No, sir, we didn't have nothing like that too much. It was just chair.
Now, couch, what did people almost always call it couch, or did they have any other names they'd ever used?
Well, some called them a sofa, and some called them a couch, and I don't know.
Did you ever hear them use the term settee? You ever hear anybody use that?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean
But a settee don't look like a couch. It's a different deal now. That's kind of back in the old days. Settee is.
Kind of an older thing. Was a settee smaller?
But it would be, it wouldn't be built like a couch we have now with upholstery in it. It wouldn't be like that. It was made kind of on order of the old chairs, but it had the arms and the back, and it's pretty, but at the same time, it was, as you had to have just cushioned pillars in it, if you wanted to call it. And in the dining rooms, it'd have sideboards. We still got my mother's sideboard. All that kind of stuff. We got her silverware. Boy, that is something to look at.
I bet it is. You mentioned you had a sideboard in the dining room. What would you have? And we talked about stove in the kitchen. What else would she have in the kitchen?
Well, she'd have a table in there, and then she had a meat block that you cut her meat up on, and then she had a table all the way across the end of the shelves up in it that they put, and then they had a china closet it didn't have no glass in, but it had screen to put the chinaware in, all that kind of stuff. It was fixed with screen on it of some kind. I don't know what it was, unless it was old cheesecloth or something like that.
Did she have an ice box or anything?
Not when we were just kids coming on. In later years we had an ice box.
Where would she keep things like pies and everything?
Well, things like that. We just had to keep it the best you could. It had to call a closet that they put it in the dining room, and from one meal to the other, but they wouldn't last very long in the summertime. Not in the wintertime, it'd keep pretty good.